USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The House voted on a bill to keep the government open for 45 days and avoid a shutdown over the weekend. The Senate passed the measure Saturday evening after the House passed the bill to extend government funding after days of uncertainty. Before the vote, Representative Jamal Bowman, the Democrat from New York, pulled a fire alarm and stopped the government proceeding for a while. After a photo was provided to the media of Bowman pulling the alarm, he says it was an accident. The stopgap bill was signed into law to avert a government shutdown until we revisit the same issue in the middle of November. California Governor Gavin Newsom named Democrat strategist LaFonza Butler as Senator Dianne Feinstein's replacement in the U.S. Senate after the longtime Democrat senator died last week at the age of 90. Butler will finish out the remainder of Feinstein's term in Washington ahead of the 2024 election. In a statement, the governor described Butler as an advocate for women and girls and a second-generation fighter for working people and a trusted advisor to Vice President Harris. Butler is married to her wife, Naneki, and together they have a daughter, Nyla. Dissatisfied with President Biden's job performance heading into the 2024 presidential election, Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota is stepping down from his House Democratic leadership position, an exit after his unsuccessful call for a viable party challenger in the 2024 presidential election. He will remain on the payroll as a congressman. President Biden has two events on his schedule today. The president delivers remarks to celebrate the Americans with Disabilities Act. That takes place at 2 p.m. Eastern on the South Lawn. At 4:30 Eastern today in the Cabinet Room, the president convenes his cabinet to get an update on the work that they are doing. We are USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
It's a frustrating time to be a lawmaker in Washington, D.C. Narrowly escaping a government partial shutdown, Congress finally got across the finish line. Before the vote, a Democrat congressman pulled the fire alarm, delaying the proceedings. And Republicans, wanting the massive spending to stop, are threatening the speaker. Laura Winters has more.
When are you guys going to get over that it's all right that you put America first? That's all right if Republicans and Democrats join together to do what is right.
You're listening to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sounding off at a news conference after he reaches across the aisle to Democrats to secure the votes needed to pass the stopgap measure in the House. The military will stay funded for the next 45 days. The bill does not include funding for Ukraine or the U.S. border. The Senate passing the measure and President Biden signing it. But House conservatives extremely upset with McCarthy. For one, Florida Governor Republican Matt Gaetz, who wants McCarthy out. The speaker saying,
if somebody wants to make a motion against me, bring it.
Manhattan District Attorney Democrat Alvin Bragg is being sued for racial discrimination. Jose Alva, a bodega worker, was attacked behind the counter of his store by 35-year-old Austin Simon last July. Alva stabbed Simon to death. According to the lawsuit, Alba is suing Bragg for racial discrimination after being sent to Rikers Island and charged with second-degree murder, despite it being resolved as self-defense. Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.